Okay, today we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masechta Nedar, and we are up to parak Yud, Mishnah Ches. The Torah tells us that a father or a husband could be made for Nedarim of his wife or a daughter only be Yom Shamo. So how far is Nedarim Kol Hayom? It could be done throughout the day, up until nighttime. So, meaning we always assume that it ends at night. The Jewish day ends at night. Yesh B'davah L'Hakul L'Hachmir, and that includes both a Kula and a Chumra, meaning it's a long time and a short time, in the following sense. Ketat. Nadjabli the Shabbos, if she took a neder on Friday night, Yafar Bilili Shabbos would be on a Shabbos Hashtachshach. So the husband could be made for the neder, or the father could be made for the neder the rest of that night and the whole next day up until the time Shabbos ends. So yeah, it's almost like 24 hours. Nadri Imchashecha, but if she took a neder right before the end of Shabbos, made for Achalotachshach, he can only be made for the neder before Shabbos is out. Shemchashcha v'lo hefer, enu yachal hafer. Once it gets dark, he's not able to be made for, so it could be that he only has a window of 5 minutes to be made for the neder. So that's why it's the hakel ula hachmir, meaning one might have imagined he has a few hours, this or that. Sometimes he has more than a few hours, he has almost 24 hours, and sometimes he has way less than a few hours, depending on when during the day she took the neder. Now we move on to the 11th parak of Masechta Nedarim, and we are up to parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. So we've just been talking about hafaras nedarim. Now the rule is that a father or a husband can cancel two types of nedarim. Nedarim that cause a woman inui nefesh, that cause her suffering of some level, or dvarim shebein olavina, things that affect their relationship. But inui nefesh and dvarim shebein olavina are not the same. If a husband is made for a neder that's of inui nefesh, then it's gone forever. But when he's made for a neder that's about the relationship, it's only hufar as long as it affects the relationship. But once he dies, the neder's coming right back. Ve'elu nedarim shum mefer. These are the following nedarim, and for that matter, shavuos as well, that a father or husband can be mefer. Dvarim sheyesh bahem inui nefesh, anything that involves personal suffering. For example, im erchat, that she says that the hana'a of bathing today should be asked, of bathing should be asked if I bathe today. So that's inui nefesh, relating to bathing, because if she bathes today, she'll never be able to bathe again. And obviously, not bathing forever is a lot of personal suffering, right? You hear about like chayalim that don't get to take a shower for months at a time when they're fighting in Gaza. So, you know, not that it's almost inhumane. It's very, very difficult to live like that. So that's considered inui nefesh. V'imlo erchatz, or if she says, if I do not bathe today, I should not bathe forever. Imaskashet, or she says, the hana'a of beautifying myself should be usher for me forever if I beautify myself today, if I put on makeup today. V'imlo eskashet, or if I don't put on makeup today, I should never be allowed to beautify myself. That's inui nefesh. And such neder or shvua, you can be mefer. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein eli nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, that's not a bathing. Beautifying, that's not real personal suffering, because going for a single day without bathing or beautifying yourself is only a minor discomfort. That's not considered to be real suffering. He says, you know, that it will certainly hurt the couple's relationship, so he could still be made for them, but not mitami noy nefesh. You can only be made for them mitam dvarim shebeino leveina. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Tes Mishnah. Perek Yud, rather, Mishnah Ches, we had said that the Hafaras Nedarim lasts all day for the rest of that calendar day on the Jewish calendar, which means up until nightfall, which means sometimes it could be almost 24 hours if she took a neder at the beginning of Shabbos, you have the whole Shabbos, and sometimes it could be just a few minutes if she took a neder at the very end of Shabbos. And then we said in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph that a husband could be made for Nedarim of Inui Nefesh, and that includes a neder not to bathe or a neder not to have makeup. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not really inui nefesh, because sometimes it's only a one-day commitment not to bathe and not to have makeup. However, it will still be dvarim shebeino leveina. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis.